In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In many of our videos, we have talked about angels and archangels, but the love that we must have for them is great, and we want to deepen it more in the hope that there will be more Catholic Friends of Angels. Have we ever thanked our guardian angel for his help and protection? Do we ever remember to invoke them and to help us through difficult times in life? Do we remember to greet and love the angels around us? There are many questions we could ask. May we be aware of the importance of angels and the effectiveness of being their friends. Angels are personal spiritual beings, servants and messengers of God. Catechism of the Catholic Church 329. They are personal and immortal creatures, and they perfectly surpass all visible creatures. Catechism of the Catholic Church 330. Therefore, it is very sad to see many people who have a totally wrong concept of angels, and who will never seek their friendship because they do not believe that they are personal. Rather, they mistake them for energies or impersonal forces, incapable of thinking or acting on their own. Unfortunately, if you go to a bookstore, you will be able to find books about angels that bring luck and money, or that help to be successful. That seems to be the only thing that interests some. Others believe that angels are automatic slaves of man, so that whatever they ask of him will be automatically granted. According to them, they can answer questions on any subject, or they can help with anything, as if they were robots that act without intelligence and without freedom. Nothing could be further from the truth. Angels are good, but not slaves. They obey God and are at his disposition to serve us. There are also those who mistake angels for their own feelings. They speak of inner angels and outer angels. They even give them the craziest names you can imagine. Some say that there are angels in charge of the signs of the zodiac, or each day of the week, or each month or year, each color or each feeling. In short, totally wrong ideas, far from the Catholic doctrine. There are also those who give courses and talks to learn to communicate with them, so only the apprentice can be helped and understood by them. Some say that you have to put 6 candles and 6 glasses with 6 requests and wait for a certain hour for them to come to help us. Others say that communication with them can be done through dreams or transcendental meditation or special prayers. They talk about performing certain rites to improve communication, such as putting on certain clothes, as each color attracts a certain type of angel. Some speak of angelic crystals, which are full of angelic energy and which serve to communicate with them. Of course, these crystals or other communication objects cost money and are not for the poor. Talismans and items filled with angelic energy are also sold to defend against enemies. In some stores, angel essences and liquids of different colors are sold to communicate with different categories of them. In general, these people who do not follow the Catholic doctrine and who believe that they know a lot about angels, accept reincarnation, and believe that there are angels for the men of this life and for the successive lives that will follow. Talk about angels and reincarnation. Something totally contradictory for a Christian. New Age followers say that there are no fallen angels or demons. All are good. According to these people, the demons are not bad. And they mix angels with the occult and sometimes claim that they are aliens or reincarnations of superior men who have already passed through this world. Regarding opinions, there is plenty of room, and it seems that anything goes without discerning. But we cannot believe in so many atrocities, which can lead us to confusion or to the denial of the existence of these pure and beautiful beings, who are our companions on the way, and that God has given us as friends to help us in our struggles and difficulties of life. Demons exist, and there are millions. For those who don't believe in the demons, the fact that you don't believe in them doesn't mean the demons will stop existing. Demons are fallen angels who rebelled against God. In many of our videos on the 99 Catholics channel, we have talked about this topic through testimonies of saints and exorcists. Against the demons, we all have to fight. The demon is very subtle. As St. Paul tells us in the letter to the Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 12, "For it is not against human enemies that we have to struggle, but against the principalities and the ruling forces who are masters of the darkness in this world, the spirits of evil in the heavens." Demons fight to turn us away from God and draw us into their kingdom of evil, and lead us to live in their company eternally in hell. But with God's help, we can overcome them. Father Giovanni Salerno, a missionary priest, tells that on one occasion, a poor woman came to him who wanted to give him her child, pleading with tears in her eyes to find someone to adopt him. This poor woman was a slave. Her patron, a teacher, was the owner of the town, the owner of the cows, the owner of everything, a true despot of the town. And when she found out, she unleashed hell against me, forcing the child's mother to find me so I could give the child back to her. That landlady sowed heavy calumnies against me throughout the town, so I decided to go to town to fix the situation. But when I reached the entrance of the village, the horse could not take another step. With his head, the horse was making great efforts to advance, but uselessly, because it seemed that there was a great invisible wall in front of the horse that he could not cross. So I got off the horse, prayed a prayer of deliverance against the evil one, and doused the horse with holy water. After this, the horse immediately moved forward again. We could narrate many anecdotes about the devil. For example, Father Stephen says, "Satan was cruel to me and began to disturb me and torment me with terrible fears and anguish, which made my heart sick, and no medicine could restore my serenity and health to such an extent that only with a lot of effort and without getting out of bed, I managed to celebrate Holy Mass. But I prayed to the Virgin Mary. I prayed to her a lot and continue praying to our Heavenly Mother. I never tired of praying rosary after rosary all day. But when the situation worsened, I asked Alipio, the mission's driver, to take me to the city. Halfway there, we stopped for a little rest. It was then, while getting out of the car, when I felt a mysterious force leave my body. I felt something like a being that left my body, at the same time that the vigor and the joy of living returned to me. I remember that a priest went to bless a house, and when he reached a certain room where the Ouija board and divination had been practiced, he could not enter to bless it, as if a powerful force prevented him. He invoked Jesus and Mary and was able to enter, finding in one of the drawers of the room some figures of devils, which they had used in magic sessions. Therefore, it is good to bless houses and cars to ask for God's protection. Especially, you should bless the places where they have practiced magic or sorcery, and burn the objects that have been used. The following prayer can be said, pouring holy water. Lord, visit this room. Remove from it all the snares of the enemy. May your holy angels dwell in it and keep us in your peace. Amen. Let us remember that the devil is powerful, but more powerful is God. And each angel can stop the evil power of all the devils together because he acts with the power of God. This same power Jesus has given us if we act with faith. These are the signs that will be associated with believers. In my name, they will cast out devils. Mark chapter 16, verse 17. How many accidents would be avoided and how much damage would we be spared if we would invoke the help of our angel with faith? Angels are good and they are God's servants. There are millions of angels worshiping God before his throne. Thus says the book of Revelation in chapter 5, verse 11. In my vision, I heard the sound of an immense number of angels gathered round the throne and the living creatures and the elders. There were 10,000 times 10,000 of them and thousands upon thousands. And also in the book of Revelation, chapter 4, from verse 8 to 11, each of the four living creatures had six wings and was studded with eyes all the way round, as well as inside. And day and night, they never stopped singing, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God, the Almighty, who was and is to come." Every time the living creatures glorified and honored and gave thanks to the one sitting on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders prostrated themselves before him to worship the one who lives forever and ever, and threw down their crowns in front of the throne, saying, "You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you made the whole universe. By your will, when it did not exist, it was created." The angels of God will be happy that we partner with them in worshiping our God and Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, when we go to a church, let's think that there are millions of angels worshiping the Eucharistic Jesus, and let's associate with them worshiping our God. There are 9 choirs of angels. Number one, angels, which appear in many biblical texts found in the book of Revelation, chapter 5, verse 11, the book of Daniel, chapter 7, verse 10. Number two, archangels, especially St. Michael, St. Gabriel, and St. Raphael, found in the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4, verse 16. Number three, principalities, found in the following books. Number four, virtues, found in the following books, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 21, and 1 Peter. Number five, powers, found in the same books as for the principalities. Number six, dominations, found in the following books, Colossians chapter 1, verse 16, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 21. Number seven, thrones, found in the book of Colossians chapter 1, verse 16. Number eight, cherubim, found in the following books, Ezekiel chapter 10, verses 1 through 20, Genesis chapter 3, verse 24. Number nine, seraphim, found in the book of Isaiah, chapter 6, verses 2 to 6. According to God's revelations to the German mystic Mechtilde Thaler, who lived from the year 1868 to the year 1919, the principalities take care of the parishes and all the faithful of the same. They are always worshiping the sacramental Jesus, day and night, and praying for the faithful of the parish. No priest should fail to greet the angel of his parish and the angels that surround and adore Jesus before the parish tabernacle. The angels of the choir virtues foster the virtues and personify them in some way. Some of these angels would stand out especially in a concrete virtue, for example, in purity, fidelity, generosity, patience, joy, hope. Therefore, it would be very beneficial to ask the angel of purity for this virtue, or the angel of joy, to give us the joy we need to get rid of sadness. And so we can do this with other virtues, especially those we need the most. The angels of the choir powers accompany the priest in their liturgical functions, especially when they celebrate Mass and do confession. The angels of the choir dominations are angels who especially assist missionaries to extend the kingdom of God. They are the angels of teaching, be it in the university or in spiritual direction. The angels of the choir thrones are angels of the royal category, as they are the angels who help and assist kings and high dignitaries. The angels of the choir cherubim are the swords of God, swords of fire, and they are in front of the Pope's throne and in front of certain sanctuaries to take care of them. The angels of the choir seraphim are the angels of love, who are at the service of love. They unceasingly adore and love the Holy Trinity. They have been created to love and worship God. They are the angels of the highest spiritual category, or most love. They are filled with the fire of God's love. Perhaps these ideas by Mechtilde Thaler are debatable, but what is certain is that there are different angel choirs who have different missions, and that it would be very good to become friends with each of these choirs so that they help us in our lives. We know that many of our priests, when they celebrate Mass, they invite one of the angelic choirs in a special way so that on different days they can have their special company, although they usually invite everyone to accompany the priest in the Eucharistic celebration. In the story of Hagar, the slave of Sarai, Abraham's wife, we are told that Hagar fled into the desert because Sarai mistreated her. An angel of God appeared to her by a fountain of water, and the angel advised her to return to her master's house. This is found in Genesis chapter 16. But when her son Ishmael, son of Abraham, was born, Sarai became jealous and ordered Hagar to leave the house. She was wandering through the desert, desperate, looking for water, because the child was dying of thirst and crying a lot. Then the angel appears to her again and says, "Do not be afraid, because God has heard the voice of the child." And the angel opened her eyes and she saw a well of water. She went and filled the skin with water and gave the child a drink. This is found in Genesis chapter 21, verses 17 to 19. Angels can appear on behalf of God to save us from the desert of loneliness or misunderstanding. Other times, angels can inspire someone to come forward to help us and be like an angel to solve our problem. Angels lift our spirits and help us overcome difficulties to fulfill our mission that leads us to God. Sometimes God can allow an angel to communicate messages to us through a dream, as he did with Joseph, to whom he said, "He had made up his mind to do this when suddenly the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, 'Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because she has conceived what is in her by the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you must name him Jesus, because he is the one who is to save his people from their sins.'" Now all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken through the prophet. "Look, the virgin is with child and will give birth to a son whom they will call Emmanuel, a name which means God is with us." When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had told him to do. He took his wife to his home. He had not had intercourse with her when she gave birth to a son, and he named him Jesus. Matthew chapter 1 from verse 20 to 25. On another occasion, the angel told Joseph in a dream. After they had left, suddenly the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother with you, and escape into Egypt, and stay there until I tell you, because Herod intends to search for the child and do away with him." Matthew chapter 2, verse 13. And when Herod died, the angel appeared to Joseph again in a dream and said to him, "After Herod's death, suddenly the angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, 'Get up, take the child and his mother with you, and go back to the land of Israel, for those who wanted to kill the child are dead.'" Matthew chapter 2, verse 19 to 20. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.